She wanted to produce the PowerPoint.
I think it's already on, actually.
Hi? Hi?
Maybe the input?
Sorry?
Oh, hang on.
You have to. Have you done the?
I've plugged in that.
Yeah, you have the function.
Yep, just got it.
Okay.
It's doing something. Yes, there you go.
Okay. Right. Well, it's the kickoff meeting for our project. And this is just what we're going to be doing over the next 25 minutes. So first of all, make sure that we all know each other. I'm Laura, and I'm a project manager. Do you want to introduce yourself again?
Hi, I'm David, and I'm supposed to be an industrial designer.
Okay.
And I'm Andrew, and I'm a marketing expert.
I'm Craig, and I'm a user interface.
Great, okay. So we're designing a new remote control, and I have to record who's here actually. So that's David, Andrew, and Craig. And you all arrived on time. So to design a new remote control, as the case, let's be original, trendy, and user friendly. So that's kind of our brief. And so there are three different stages to the design. I'm not really sure what you guys have already received in your emails. What did you get?
I just got the project announcement about what the project is at. Designing a remote control, that's about it. Didn't get anything else. You get the same thing.
Okay. So we're going to have like individual work and then a meeting about it and repeat that process three times. And at this point, you get to try out the whiteboard over there. you get to draw your favourite animal and sum up your favourite characteristics of it. So who would like to go first? Very good.
A beagle. favorite characteristics of it, is that right?
Yeah.
Right, well, basically, high priority for any animal for me is that they be willing to take a lot of physical affection from their family. And yeah, they have lots of personality and be fit and in robust good health. This is Blue Beagle. Family's Beagle.
Yeah.
The small cute and furry, and when Bob Dave becomes real, I'm going to be up there with him.
Cool. It's too much gear.
You can take as long over this as you like because we haven't got an awful lot to do. You do. Don't feel like you're in a rush anyway.
Okay.
I don't know, why is the mouse like on the spot?
I draw.
Will.
Yeah. what am I? I don't know, it's just the first animal I can think of off the top of my head. Yes, big reason is because I'm allergic to most animals. Allergic to animal fur, so fish was a natural choice. Yeah, and I kind of like whales. They come in and go, eat everything in sight. And they're quite harmless and mild and interesting. Tail's a bit bigger, I think.
I was going to choose a dog as well, but I just draw a different kind of dog.
Yeah.
My favourite animal is my own dog. that doesn't really look like him, actually.
Nice
one, I think,
actually. I see a dog in there.
He's a mixture of various things. And what did I put him? That's just to suggest that his tail works. He's very friendly and cheery and always pleased to see you and very kind of affectionate and and he's quite wee as well, so you know, he doesn't take up too much space. And he does a funny thing where he chases his tail.
Is he aware that it's his own tail he's chasing?
It is, I think it is. You know, he does it after he's had his dinner. And he just all of a sudden get up and start chasing his tail.
It's an after dinner dog then.
Yeah.
Probably when he was little, he got lots of attention for doing it.
Yeah,
it's forever been conditioned.
Maybe. where did you find this? Just down here?
We now need to discuss the project finance. So according to the group, we're going to be selling this remote control for €25, and we're aiming to make €50 million. So we're going to be selling this on an international scale, and we don't want it to cost any more than €12.50, so 50% of the selling price.
Can we just go over that again?
Sure.
So basically, so cost, like production cost is
altogether
$12.50, but selling price is that wholesale or retail? Like on the shelf?
I don't know, I imagine that's a good
question.
Our sale. I imagine it probably is our sale actually, because it's probably up to the retailer to sell it whatever price they want. But I don't know, I mean, do you think the fact that it's going to be sold internationally will have a bearing on how we design it at all?
Yeah.
I think it will.
Well, right away I'm wondering if there's like the DVD players, if there are zones.
Oh yeah, regions and stuff, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
As well as characters, different keypad styles and
Yeah. Well, for remote control, do you think that would be, I suppose it depends on how complicated our remote control is.
It does make sense from maybe the design point of view, because if you have more complicated characters like European languages, then you need more buttons.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Possibly.
Okay.
And then also the other thing, international, on the topic of price, I'm thinking the price might appeal to a certain market in one region, whereas in another would be different.
Wait, just like
just
in terms of like
the
wealth of the country? Like how much money people have to spend on things?
Or just like basic product positioning. €25
remote control might be a big hit in London, might not be such a big hit in Greece, who knows?
I see what you mean. Yeah. Marketing. Good marketing thoughts. Oh gosh, I should be writing all this down.
Right away, I'm making some kind of assumptions about what information we're given here.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking, okay, trendy probably means something other than just basic.
Yeah.
Something other than just standard. So I'm wondering right away, selling 25 euros, is that sort of is this going to be like a premium product?
Yeah, like how much does, you know, remote control cost?
Mm-hmm.
Well, 25 euro, I mean, that's what, like £18 or something, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, is it as much as that? £16, £17, £18.
Yeah,
I don't know, I've never bought a remote control, so I don't know how good a remote control that would get you. but yeah, I suppose it has to look kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
And gimmicky. Does anybody have anything to add to the finance issue at all?
Do you have any other background information on like how that compares to other?
No, actually, that
other
would be useful though, wouldn't it, if you knew like
yeah.
what your money would get you.
Mm.
Not.
Interesting thing about discussing production of a remote control for me is that, as you point out, I just don't think remote control is being something people consciously assess in their purchasing habits.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
just like getting shoelaces with shoes or something. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So like, how do you? I mean, one way of looking at it would be, well, the people producing television sets, maybe they have to buy remote controls. Another way is maybe people who have TV sets are really fed up with their remote control and they really want a better one or something.
My parents went and bought remote controls because they got fed up of having 4 or 5 different remote controls for each of the
parents. Right.
So for them it was just how many devices to control.
Right, so in function one of the priorities might be to combine as many uses.
Right, so do you think that should be like a main design aim of remote control, that, you know,
so.
your satellite and your regular telly and your VCR and everything?
Well, like, maybe what we could use as a sort of like an example of a successful other piece of technology is Palm Pilots. They're going from being just like little sort of scribble boards to cameras, MP3 players, telephones, everything, agenda. So, like, I wonder if we might add something new to the remote control market, such as the lighting in your house, or
even like, you know, notes about what you want to watch, like you might put in there, oh, I want to watch such and such and look at. Oh, that's a good idea. So extra functionality.
Yeah, like personally for me at home, I've combined the audio video of my television set and my DVD player and my CD player, so they all work, actually function together, but I have different remote controls for each of them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sort of ironic that in their you know, the sound and everything, it's just one system, but each one's got its own little part.
Okay, I'm gonna have to wrap up pretty quickly in the next couple of minutes. I'll just check with nothing else. Okay. So anything else anybody wants to add about what they don't like about remote controls they've used, what they would really like to be part of this new one at all?
You keep losing them.
You keep losing them, okay.
finding them is a major pain, you know. I mean, it's usually quite small, or when you want it, right, slip behind the couch, or it's kicked under the table.
Yeah.
You get these ones where you can, if you like, whistle or make a really high pitched noise, they beep.
Yeah.
They're, I mean, is that something we'd want to include, do you think?
I remember when the first remote control my family had was on a cable, actually a cable between the TV and big like buttons that sort of like on a blender or something.
My goodness.
And you know, when I think about what they are now, it's better, but actually it's still kind of, I don't know, like a massive junky thing on the table.
Still
maybe we could think about how it could be more, you know, streamlined.
Maybe like a touch screen or something?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay.
Or whatever would be technologically reasonable.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, I guess that's up to our industrial designer.
It could be that functionally that doesn't make it any better, but that just the appeal of not having, you know, these days, things in people's homes are becoming more and more like chic, you know, nicer material, and
might be
worth exploring. Yeah.
Right, well, so just to wrap up, the next meeting's going to be in 30 minutes, so that's about 10 to 12 by my watch. So in between now and then, as the industrial designer, you're going to be working on, you know, the actual working design of it, so you know what you're doing there. For user interface, technical functions, I guess that's, you know, like what we've been talking about, what it'll actually do. Instructions emailed to you, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's the functional design stage is next, I guess. And that's the end of the meeting. So I got the little message a lot sooner than I thought I would.
Before we wrap up, just to make sure we're all on the same page here, we were given sort of an example of a coffee machine or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, are we right now on the assumption that our television remote control may have features which go beyond the television? Or are we keeping sort of like a design commitment to television features?
Okay, well, just very quickly, because we're supposed to finish, I guess that's up to us. I mean, you'd probably want some kind of unique selling point of it.
Okay.
So,
I think one factor would be production cost.
Okay.
Because there's a cap there, so depends on how much you can cram into that price.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, that's the main factor.
Okay.
Right, okay. Well, that's the end of the meeting then. for coming.
Cool.
I think if you can just leave it on maybe and then
it'll fry the bulb. Try pushing the function and F8. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right.
Yeah, it's just toggling the screen.
Oh, thank goodness. Okay.
It's all very high tech, I must say.
I don't know, do you guys go back to your where you're working and stuff?